Assistant Director of Housing and Revenues, Anthony Sands, welcomes listeners to the 16th edition of Housing Connect. Firstly, I would like to thank all of you that took the time to complete the recent Tenant Satisfaction Measures survey and our recent Rent Consultation Survey. Your feedback to Tenants Panel during February is vital to us and helps us to shape our service and ensure that we continue to improve. We received over 500 responses to the recent rent consultation and will be providing your feedback to Council during February. We will be feeding back to all tenants in a special edition of Housing Connect in the spring. One of the key findings from the surveys was that around 75% of you told us that climate change was important to you, so we must rise to this challenge. Last month, Council has approved our new Housing Services Climate Change Strategy, a copy of which can be found at www.darlington.gov.uk/media/20275/climate-change-strategy-2023-web-version.pdf. Housing accounts for 22% of all the UK's carbon emissions, and as the biggest landlord in Darlington, we have a duty to ensure our homes are as energy efficient as possible. It's a huge undertaking, and it's important that none of us underestimate the scale of the task ahead. The cost of making your homes net zero carbon is estimated to be in excess of £140 million. And will take us many years to achieve. Our first step in this journey will be to improve insulation within your homes, which will help to keep your homes warmer and reduce the energy you use. Work is already underway. Over the past 3 years, we have upgraded 760 council homes at a cost of £2.4 million, including £1.5 million of government funding. Upgrades have included new loft insulation, external wall insulation, double glazing, and solar panels. A further 130 homes will be upgraded in 2024-2025, and we are committing to spend around £3 million each year on this and other energy efficiency measures. We'll soon be looking for tenant and leaseholder volunteers to be neighbourhood green champions. These volunteers will work alongside us and help us to promote ways to reduce your energy bills and improve things like recycling in your neighbourhoods. We'll be providing more information about Neighbourhood Green Champions in the next edition of Housing Connect later this year. In the coming months, we'll be publicising all the feedback from the tenant satisfaction measures and how we're going to use this information and involve you in the next steps to improving our services to you. Don't forget that we're always looking for new members of the Tenants Panel and our new Digital Tenants Panel. You'll find more details later in this edition.
Around the schemes, Dalkeith House, as well as numerous Christmas-themed coffee mornings and a festive lunch, residents of Dalkeith House took part in an interactive pantomime in December, which brought festive cheer to all residents and visitors. Resident Keith became Daisy the Cow for the show's finale, showcasing his acting prowess. After the panto, there were also dancing, games and sweet treats, all of which would not have been possible without scheme manager Gilly and volunteers Jackie and Diane. Festive Firthmoor. On Friday, the 15th of December, the housing team were guests at the popular Festive Firthmoor. Matthew, Paul, Sarah, Claire and Becky joined hundreds of residents in what was an early Christmas treat. The event included fairground rides, Christmas carols, live music, hot food, market stalls, and a visit from Father Christmas. During the event, the team were on hand to talk to residents about their tenancy, answering any queries they may have had, including information on the rent consultation, tenants, panel and council housing in the area.
Christmas events. 12 days of Christmas. Over the course of the festive period, the housing team celebrated 2023 with the 12 days of Christmas, running between the 11th and 22nd of December. This year, we concentrated on showcasing good news stories throughout the year, as well as the schemes and teams which make up Darlington Borough Council Housing, all of which filled the Facebook page in the run-up to the big day. In 2024, we are committed to showcasing the above throughout the year and keeping you informed with our teams. Christmas parties. Christmas in the schemes are always full of parties, and this year was no different. Residents were treated to an array of Christmas activities to celebrate the season. This included a Christmas singer at Dinsdale Court, Christmas wreath making at Branksome Hall Drive, and Christmas lunch at Oban Court and Rockwell House. All this, plus so much more, was showcased on our Facebook page.
Building our team. Building your housing team. In August last year, we introduced our Building Our Team page in the Housing Connect to update you on how we are strengthening the housing team. Since then, we have continued to invest in both staff and the well-being of residents of Darlington. In the last 6 months, we have again welcomed new members to our team, with new roles created, adding to our success and strengthening our commitment to our tenants and leaseholders. We have also seen team members promoted to more senior roles, which is a testament to their hard work. In this edition, three new members of the housing team introduce themselves and describe what it's been like in the first few months of working in housing. Luke and Jessica are both new starters in their roles, whereas Holly has changed position within the housing team, with all three enjoying a successful start to their new career. Staff training. Over the course of the last 12 months, housing teams have also been sent on group training to improve their skills and help with team building. This has included training on equality and diversity, unlocking construction, as well as many more. I attended the equality and diversity training in August 2023, and it was fun and interactive, but covered important information about such a vital topic. It will not only help me with tenants, but with team members to ensure the working environment is a healthy and productive one. I can also adapt to the diverse needs of my colleagues and our tenants. Matthew, Engagement Coordinator. And now Jessica Bell, Housing Contact Advisor, says, I started working at Darlington Borough Council in September of this year, and I have never worked in such a positive environment. Everyone is so approachable and genuinely cares about each other and our tenants. My role as a housing contact advisor has lots of different areas. We deal with rent calls, repairs, antisocial behaviour, housing allocations and housing options. It covers such a large area of things, which means it's always interesting and something new every day. My background has been in executive complaints for the last few years, which is a huge help in my new role here at the council. I feel I'm lucky to have found this role. I really enjoy helping people, and the work family I have found is the cherry on the top of the cake.
Luke Pilkington, Housing Advisor, said, In August 2023, I joined Darlington Borough Council, stepping into the role of Housing Advisor with Housing Tenancy Management. Since joining, I've been warmly welcomed by everyone in the team, and it has been great working alongside such a dynamic group of people. Taking the leap to a new workplace to try something new was worthwhile, and as a result, I've already started to develop new skills and improve my confidence. So far, I have found working within the council to be an engaging experience. Each day is completely different, and I am always positively challenged. I'm looking forward to my future with the council and the further development to come. And Holly Stewart, housing officer, says, earlier this year, I was given a secondment into the role as housing officer, and I'm now in that post in a full-time role. I've worked at Darlington Borough Council for over 6 years. I started as a customer service advisor in the contact team, taking housing calls, as well as street scene and environmental health. In December 2019, I began working as a housing advisor before making the recent transition. As a housing officer, I manage the tenancies of a certain patch and deal with any tenancy-related issues or queries. The role involves a lot of collaboration with other departments in the council as well as external agencies. I work closely with tenants and correspond with them on a daily basis via email, phone, and face-to-face. I love the variety of my role. I feel like every day is different, and I enjoy going out to see people face-to-face. I like problem solving and feeling that I am helping people and making a difference.